Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Hey, we all know spelling errors are a problem. Doesn't take a rocket scientist or special intelligence to understand that. Yet so many resumes get through systems, and they're awful. And they've got spelling errors. They've got grammar errors. How do you avoid that? How do you not make that mistake? And don't you go thinking that you don't have that problem. Trust me. Having read as many resumes as I have in my career, everyone has the potential for this mistake. So on this particular show, I'm going to show you how to avoid, how to proofread your resume so you have no headaches and no aggravation. So hang in there, enjoy the show. If you like it, give it 5 stars in iTunes. It will help other people discover it. So hang in there, enjoy the ride, and let's get rolling. I want to give you some advice about proofreading your resume. Everyone thinks they do it. Everyone thinks their resume has no spelling or grammatical mistakes, no punctuation errors, no misused words. That I know is true because they wouldn't be sending me resumes if they didn't think their resume was right. But I read so many resumes that have mistakes in them, words that are incorrectly used. You know, there and there, you know, T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-R-E. And I know most people could catch the difference, but sometimes the software jumps the word, no one notices, it gets through. Here's my advice for proofreading. I know it's a little quirky, but I know it'll be effective. I want you to read your resume from the end to the beginning. Start with the last sentence. Read it. Is it correct? Is it grammatically correct? Is it spelling-wise correct? Good. Go to the next sentence up from that. Start at the end, work your way up to the beginning. Why I suggest that is for a couple of reasons. Number one is it's the exact opposite of what you expect, so you're going to see things freshly instead of in the way that it was constructed. Habit also tells us that we start to skim when we see things in the familiar way. This is not a familiar way of doing things. And third, because frankly, I see more errors at the back end of the resume than I do at the beginning. It seems as though the later we get into the job history, the more likely it is that you'll make a mistake because you start rushing a little bit. So start at the end, work your way up, last sentence to first sentence of every section of your resume. Make sure there are no spelling or grammatical errors. Make sure there's no misused terms or misused words. And look for specific words that might be in your resume that, if misspelled, would also be correct. Now, I'll give you an example. And again, this is old technology, but so often the word novel, which was an IT term, N-O-V-E-L-L, will get misspelled as N-O-V-E-L, or the word novel. Maybe someone's keyboard stuck and only one L came out. Whatever the reason was, that was a common misspelling. The software wouldn't recognize it because novel is a word. Look for terms like that that might exist within your resume that, if misspelled, might get through the spell checker. And your resume won't have those dumb errors that cause people like me and hiring managers to go, huh, what was she thinking? What was he thinking?
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come explore JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information I've created and other people have created that's designed to help you find work more quickly, plus the ability to ask me questions. Again, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Have a great day. Take care.